In Pakistan, the administration of the capital, Islamabad, due to serious threats of terrorist attacks, put into place an unprecedented security blanket around Islamabad's main Imam Bargah, Asnayeshri. A special traffic plan was devised for the 4-kilometer procession, with all surrounding roads sealed. The procession security was tasked to the Imam Bargah's administration. Mourners were body searched 3 times before passing through body scanners and an explosives check.
We have deployed 1,700 policemen on this procession, which you are just seeing. And other than, we have also deployed some policemen in civvies. Our policemen are roaming in the streets, in the different areas, and getting information and keeping watch on every suspect persons.
The day is commemorated by Shia Muslims with due solemnity and reverence across the country. For the martyrdom of Hussein ibn Ali, the grandson of the Islamic prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, at the Battle of Karbala for the cause of justice, truth and righteousness. This year's record crowd, resembling a sea of black, defiantly continued with the procession despite intelligence reports of a potential terrorist attack. Last year, the main Ashura procession in the port city of Karachi was hit by 2 blasts, killing 40 and wounding hundreds.
This year's extraordinary security arrangements for this procession in the federal capital, Islamabad, have largely been welcomed by the Shia community. However, many residents and commuters in this area have been complaining that the arrangements have been extremely disruptive to their normal lives.
The policy of the government of Pakistan, not only this present government, but all previous governments for the last 30 years, have not been dealing with those identified criminals who are perpetuating these crimes. And unless those identified criminals are not destroyed, you cannot expect security to improve.
Male mourners use chains and knives and beat their chest in remembrance. Zuljana is a symbolic horse representing the horse of Imam Hussein, from which he fell down at the Battle of Karbala and martyred, while Dazia are also the symbolic models of the grave of Imam Hussein. This year, due to the exemplary security arrangements, the procession in the capital passed off without a single untoward incident.